A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL. I'm Maria Chaleos filling in today for Jeff Kaplan, and KSL's 100th anniversary tour continues. Today we are at Hill Air Force Base. KSL's top story this hour. The Supreme Court officially overturned Roe v. Wade in a landmark opinion that counters 50 years of legal precedents. There were strong words on all sides today after that decision, sending abortion rights back to the states.
Now, with Roe gone, let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk.
President Biden speaking at the White House earlier. Utah is one of 13 states with a trigger law that will go into effect based on the Supreme Court decision. The number of babies born in Utah every year is on a slow decline, and our abortion numbers have also been dropping even faster.
Utah's abortion rate has been on a slow downward trend going back decades at the same time as a population boom. The number of women of childbearing age has more than doubled since the state health department started tracking abortion data back in 1974. The birth rate rose over most of those years, but its decline is a very recent trend just in the last 5 to 10. Meanwhile, the number of abortions every year peaked at more than 4,700 in 1990 before hitting a new low in 2019 at just over 2,900. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
The Planned Parenthood Association of Utah says it's still unclear what Utah's trigger law will look like in practice. Utah's trigger law bans most abortions with a few exceptions.
CEO and president of Planned Parenthood Utah, Carrie Galloway, says she's still in shock about Roe v. Wade being overturned.
Today is a dark day.
Galloway says they're waiting for state lawmakers to specify what Utah's trigger law will look like in practice.
I don't know how they're going to enforce that. And I don't think they know how they're going to enforce it yet.
Galloway says they can still provide abortions until Utah's trigger law goes into effect. And after that, they'll do what they can.
And we will have to direct anyone who needs comprehensive reproductive health care to a friendlier state.
Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
The governor and lieutenant governor say they are excited to see the Supreme Court decision. They say they are also committed to supporting women and families in Utah by giving more resources to mothers, pregnant women, and children facing poverty. The Utah Abortion Free Coalition is applauding today's Supreme Court decision. Chair Marilee Boyack says since the original Roe decision, the lives of millions of unborn babies have been lost.
Over 63 million in the United States alone of unborn children, and this is going to be such a seismic change so that those states that want to protect the lives of their unborn citizens can finally.
Boyack argues that women do have choices when it comes to their reproductive activity, and for those that don't, there are exceptions like for rape and incest. Women's health physicians are navigating a dramatically changing landscape when it comes to abortion care. David Turok is a Utah OBGYN.
This is going to harm people, and I'm going to see that. I'm going to have a front row seat to seeing people struggle with pregnancies that they do not want, and there will be harm, and there will be more harm to people with limited resources and to people of color.
He says the best resource for women seeking abortions is abortionfinder.org. Religious organizations in Utah are reacting to the Supreme Court decision. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
The Catholic Diocese of Salt Lake City says it's grateful for the court's decision, but they say they will continue to advocate for private and public supports for mothers and children. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints also saying their position on abortion remains unchanged. The church opposes elective abortions for personal or social convenience.
Meantime, protesters are gathering outside of the Supreme Court tonight.
Outside the Supreme Court, emotions swelled after the nation's highest court overturned Roe v. Wade. Savannah Craven says she's been waiting for this moment.
I felt today was going to be the day that human rights were finally recognized.
Sylvania Castillo says she's worried about women's health, too.
It's important because a long time ago, I did have an abortion myself. I was raped. So for me, this moment in history is sad.
States with trigger laws are already enacting bans or restrictions. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Ricky Meese, are you still seeing some big problems on the roads?
Yeah, we still have the clearing of this crash northbound I-15 prior to 2100 South. That alone is causing delays back to Murray. Then for Utah County drivers, it's been a rough one. If you're southbound, delays starting right at Lehigh and continuing to Linden, northbound, bogged down Orem up to American Fork. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.